This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. In Mesa County's largest school district, hundreds of people demonstrated Monday at a special school board meeting. They were there to support school officials they fear will be fired by District 51's conservative majority board. The board met privately to review the contracts of the district's retiring superintendent, incoming superintendent, and the district's director for equity and inclusion. The executive director of Jefferson County's public health department is stepping down. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The county's health board president said in a statement, Don Comstock resigned. The board accepted it. Comstock has been in the role for about a year, the second year of the coronavirus pandemic. She joined Jeffco from an academic position at the University of Colorado Anschutz. The reason for her departure isn't clear, but many public health officials have been under intense pressure and for some sharp criticism at times, managing issues like vaccines, masks, and other health mandates. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado is coming up on its 150th anniversary of statehood. That's in 2026, and preparations are underway. A bill to start planning official commemorations requires those events to highlight how historically marginalized groups like Latinos, indigenous people, and people with disabilities have contributed to the state. Jeanette Stribling Bell told lawmakers her African-American family has been in Colorado almost since statehood.
My story is not unique. I want to put my support behind this bill so these stories can be researched, told, archived, and celebrated.
Colorado's 150th anniversary coincides with the 250th anniversary of the United States, and History Colorado says other states are paying attention to Colorado's preparations as they begin their own plans to celebrate that milestone. This is CPR News and KRCC.